Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and this evening, of course, as we already had episodes earlier today, we're going to take another look at Tesla's financials following the Q4 earnings report. If you tuned in earlier, you may have noticed that I had made some errors as we were looking through the financials in terms of how I recorded things in my spreadsheet. So again, if you were following along with that, what I had thought had happened was I thought that I had excluded the FSD revenue recognition from Tesla's automotive costs. What actually happened is that I excluded Tesla's automotive leasing costs from the automotive costs that I entered here. So that changes a little bit of the commentary. I want to just make a quick correction, make sure we're all on the same page following the earnings report. So if we look at these financials, which have now been cleaned up, let me walk you through kind of where we were at before. So automotive sales, it does include the FSD revenue recognition, so that was $324 million. It does include regulatory credits, so that's $467 million. Automotive profit, that also includes both of those things, so I did verify that in the financials, now having a little bit more time to look through it. Obviously, it also includes regulatory credits as well. So with those numbers now straightened out, we did get there at the end of the last stream, but now with a better understanding of that, we can see that automotive gross margin, excluding regulatory credits, was 24.3%, and then including regulatory credits, 25.9%. But the kind of key component of this is that the automotive gross margin X credits does actually include the FSD revenue recognition, which is probably not necessarily what we want to reflect in this number to get a better understanding of Tesla's cost structure as we move forward. So on the right here in orange, you can see what I have done is just taken out FSD revenue and also taken out regulatory credits just to kind of clean the numbers up. Obviously, we'll continue to have regulatory credits. We'll continue to have some FSD revenue recognition, but I think it's just important to look at these numbers to kind of understand the basis of the business before we, you know, layer in those things that are sort of additional. So if we exclude that, that gets us down to automotive profit of about $4.7 billion from the $5.5 billion, including the regulatory credits and FSD revenue recognition. That moves total gross margin for automotive gross margin down to 23.1%. So if we look at that compared to last year, it is a pretty steep fall, 610 basis points below automotive gross margin, excluding credits in last year's Q4. And the concerning thing with this number is that this is before some of the discounting that we see here in Q1. So I'm really glad that the question was asked about gross margins going forward and if those might drop below 20%, because I think when you start to look at some of these numbers, you'd probably end up modeling for that. So I'm glad that Zach clarified that they don't expect it to drop below 20%, because with those steep price cuts on there, I think it would be a reasonable expectation. But I think what this tells us is that there was probably a lower mix of vehicles being ordered and delivered at those higher price points that we had seen in the design studios. I think that there was a lower mix of those vehicles being delivered in the fourth quarter than what we expected. So the additional discounting for some new orders on top of a mix of already lower priced vehicles, I think kind of hitting that. So theoretically in Q1, the tax credit kind of replaces some of those things, some of those hits that Tesla was taking on in the fourth quarter, and things not necessarily bounce back, because of course we've got price cuts in China, we've got price cuts in Europe as well, but hopefully in terms of the US impact, it's a little bit less significant than what we have been thinking. But just wanted to clean those numbers up. That does put total gross margin, excluding regulatory credits, excluding FSD revenue recognition, at 21.2%. So again, significant drop from last year, although that wouldn't still include regulatory credits. We can take a look at that in a second. And then operating margin down to 13.2%, excluding those things, which that should actually be flat year over year, despite some of these drops in total gross margins that we're seeing. So it's always a risky move to look at some of this stuff live, but let's just factor out from the last year numbers the regulatory credits and that should give us an idea of sort of the same to same comparison year over year. Obviously we just talked a little bit more sequentially there, but if we look then year over year, so as I said, without those regulatory credits from last year, 13.2% operating margin last year, 13.2% this year, despite a 500 basis point nearly drop in total gross margins. So that's kind of what Zach was talking about. You know, yes, auto gross margins specifically dropping significantly here, but these other lines, energy and services, kind of making up for that a little bit, not entirely yet, but boosting the total gross margin a little bit, not in a mixed way, but from what it would be, you know, adding incremental profit is the point that I'm getting to, which then carries down to operating profit, operating income, which can increase the operating margin percent. So there, we're still seeing that flat over year over year. I haven't worked through the bottom line numbers there. Should be pretty easy, but we can talk about that in a future episode. But just wanted to run through these numbers because when we were initially looking at it, I was thinking that the numbers here were a little bit better because I was thinking that Tesla had done on their own end, excluding the FSD revenue recognition from the automotive profit, which they did not do. It is included. So if we back those things out, these numbers on the right are where we come to. So hopefully that's clear. I'm going to wrap it up there. Just wanted to make that quick correction, and hopefully that all makes sense. But if not, just let me know in the comments, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. So as always, thanks for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Thursday, January 26th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.